This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Arkansas first responders on Saturday were sifting through debris for more possible victims after tornadoes sliced through the state after a blast of extreme spring weather swept much of the United States. Reuters' Chris Dignam reports.
First responders searched for more possible victims on Saturday after powerful tornadoes tore through Arkansas, where at least five people were killed and dozens of others were injured in the storms. Officials said the tornadoes flipped over vehicles and brought down power lines in Little Rock and large areas east of the state capital. One eyewitness captured the moment a tornado swept over his vehicle in Little Rock. A blast of extreme weather swept through much of the U.S. on Friday, with thunderstorms and tornadoes menacing the nation's midsection from Texas to the Great Lakes. In Indiana, authorities said three people were killed and a state of emergency was declared for the affected areas. Eyewitness footage showed overturned trucks and debris scattered across a road following a violent storm.
Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. Pope Francis has been discharged from the Rome Hospital, where he was treated for bronchitis. The 86-year-old Pope was hospitalized Wednesday and received antibiotics intravenously. Asked how he felt on Saturday, Francis told reporters, still alive. Outside the hospital, the Pope hugged a couple whose daughter had died at Gemelli Polyclinic the previous night. He also signed the cast on a boy's arm. The Pope was expected to preside over Sunday's Palm Sunday Mass at St. Peter's Square, and a week from now at the Easter Mass on April 9th. That, too, will be held in St. Peter's Square. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A self-styled far-right propagandist is facing up to 10 years in prison after a Brooklyn federal jury convicted him of charges alleging he conspired to deprive individuals of their right to vote in the 2016 presidential election. The jury returned its verdict Friday against Douglas Mackey after a one-week trial. His lawyer, Andrew Frisch, says he's confident an appeals court will vacate the conviction. U.S. Attorney Breon Peace said the jury rejected Mackey's cynical attempt to use the First Amendment free speech protections to shield himself from criminal liability for a voter suppression scheme. Tens of thousands of demonstrators flocked the streets of Israel on Saturday in protests that had become a show of discontent with Israel's far-right government. In Tel Aviv, protesters briefly occupied the Ayalon Highway, one of the city's main thoroughfares, before it was cleared by police on horseback with water cannon. Israelis also protested outside the residence of the Israeli president in Jerusalem. Protester Rachel Suissa said she joined the demonstrations to speak out against the situation between Israelis and Palestinians.
What our movement wants is a peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, which means we want our leaders on both sides to sit down and talk.
Israeli media estimated more than 150,000 people attended anti-government protests nationwide on Saturday. Wimbledon has dropped a ban on Russians and will let them now play as neutrals. Tennis players from Russia and Belarus will now be allowed to compete at Wimbledon. The All England Club has reversed its ban from last year. AP correspondent Karen Chama says more.
In order to take part, the players must sign a declaration of neutrality, as well as complying with appropriate conditions. This includes not expressing support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine and not accepting any funding from Russia or Belarus. Wimbledon's chairman, Ian Hewitt, said the decision to reverse the ban was a difficult one and was made with a great deal of consideration. Nevertheless, Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, condemned the reversal as immoral. Kuleba called on the UK government to deny visas to the Russian and Belarusian players who have now been allowed back at Wimbledon. Karen Chamas, London.
Passengers going by ferry from the UK to France on Saturday, the first day of Easter holidays, experienced huge delays due to lengthy French border checks, according to Dover Port authorities. Long waits for travelers at the start of the school holidays have become more frequent since Brexit, which ended free movement from Britain to EU member states. Marissa Melton, VOA News.